This year's U.S. Meat Export Federation Distinguished Service Award goes to Indiana pork producer and longtime meat industry leader Danita Rodabaugh. She comments on the award and her time as USMEF chair in this USMEF report.
Just to be recognized by your peers and those that you've worked with always touches the heart. I marvel at an organization like USMEF that can work with very diverse sectors and bring them together to accomplish a common goal. The officer team that I was on, we put a lot of value in trust among the sectors and especially the funding sources in USMEF. And to see the growth and the opportunities, it's been a partnership effort to improve the product, to improve our market access. Then once we open those markets, to be able to have the product and be in a position to make those exports grow.
Co-recipients of USMEF's Michael J. Mansfield Award are Barry Carpenter, who recently retired as CEO of the North American Meat Institute, and Wendy Cutler, who before joining the Asia Society Policy Institute, had a long career with the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative.
The ability to get back into the markets after the BSE situation was probably my proudest moment in my contributions to the export program. We were sitting in a situation where it was a standoff. Most of our trading partners felt like they had to have more to satisfy their needs for food safety. And by coming up with an export verification program to bridge that gap between what our government would do under a regulatory food safety scheme and what trading partners expected was phenomenal. It was the tool that got us back into all those markets.
At USTR, we always worked as a team, and I worked very closely with our agriculture experts. And as a result, whether it be Korea or Japan or Asia more generally, we've made important inroads to the lucrative and growing meat markets in Asia.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.